Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, we are now entering into the heart of Holy Week, into the most significant aspect of our lives as Catholics and Christians. It is a time of understanding that moment when our entire existence will be changed according to the pattern of our Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Week begins with Palm Sunday and the reading of the first Passion account of the week. This year we are reading from the Passion according to the Gospel of St. Mark. And as you heard that gospel proclaimed, you may have noticed that there are certain significant elements in the construction of that account of the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus that help us to understand its deeper meaning. The account, according to St. Mark, begins with a lengthy description and preparation for the Last Supper and the institution of the Holy Eucharist. And this institution of the Holy Eucharist was to be a memorial of what our Lord Jesus Christ was to experience in his death and resurrection. In fact, the meaning of the Holy Eucharist was to be established by the historical reality of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. For whenever we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, we celebrate that dying and rising, and not only as a memorial, but as a way by which we actually participate in those life-giving and life-transforming events. And it is, I think, important for us to realize the fundamental centrality of this, of that celebration of the Eucharist to our lives as members of the Church. A second element is the account of the anointing by that woman who comes into the Last Supper, smashes a container of ointment, and pours it over his head. This, our Lord says, was truly a preparation for his burial. But like a great many anointings, especially with precious oil, it was the recognition and the establishment of a kind of royal person. It was a foretelling of how our Lord will be hailed in his resurrection and ascension as King, King of all that exists, King of ourselves personally. And our Lord says that the account of that woman's anointing will be heard wherever the gospel is proclaimed. But we also have to remember that we too are anointed in Jesus Christ. It is an anointing that we celebrate within the Chrism Mass as the Church gathers to bless and to consecrate the new oils for the coming year. And that anointing of the woman really touches upon our own anointing, that we have to recall again and again. For it is an anointing for burial with Christ so that we might rise with Christ and live with him forever. We are anointed for a purpose, to live the life of Christ and to proclaim that life of Christ and to share it with others. And then finally, I should like to point out the declaration of the centurion at Calvary. We are told that when that centurion, a part of that guard that actually crucified our Lord, when he realized how Jesus had died in the giving up of his spirit, he declared, "Surely this was the Son of God." And of course, as we participate in the events of Holy Week, we too are being led to make that declaration, not only once, but throughout our lives, "Surely this was the Son of God." For in all of the account of the passions, no matter what gospel from which we take them, there is an extraordinary note of awe, as well as sorrow for the great suffering of our Lord Jesus. And it should awaken us one of the most valuable of virtues within the human heart, and that is the virtue of gratitude. For in that scene on Calvary, all things that endangered human dignity were faced and overcome. And there is a new way of living. Now, the second reading from Palm Sunday is traditionally taken from Paul's letter to the Philippians, that famous hymn that he wrote about the power of the humility and obedience of Jesus Christ, so that as we realize what has occurred in Jesus in his acceptance of death, we too, as St. Paul says, understand that everywhere, when the name of Jesus shall be known, we will bow our heads and our knees. But Paul begins that passage by telling his Christians, not only at Philippi, but all of us, we must put on the mind of Christ. There is a great power to humility, if we understand it as it we should, and obedience to the will of God. And this humility and this obedience is done in the profound faith in the promise of God's deliverance, as Jesus himself faced his own death and handed over his spirit into his Father's hands. We find the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians an echo of what our Lord Jesus said, "If you would be my disciple, take up your cross and follow me." Even with facing great challenges and disappointments and even suffering, if we offer it through that sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we find that these can be moments of transfiguration of our lives. For if we alone celebrate the resurrection without the cross, we would simply be using another form of paganism. The cross and the resurrection are inseparable. So this leads me, my dear friends, to the very heart of Catholic faith and practice, and that is the Paschal Triduum, the events of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, and Easter Sunday. These events are not only historical memories, they are actual participation in the events that we recall. It requires the participation of all the faithful. For Holy Week is not really a vacation, but it is a time of entrance into the mystery of Christ and the very life of God. And for those who faithfully participate in these events, we can be touched by the power of Christ, understand the promise of everlasting life, and be filled with an unutterable joy and peace.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.